If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's StBonaventureMission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. BonaventureMission.org. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull-apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
But let's go around the room. I'm going to do several around the rooms today, just to kind of, well, so we don't have to like come up with an, you know, like ideas for the show. We don't want to be original today. We'll start with Gandhi. What's on your mind today?
I got last night. It's the worst.
You what?
I got. So I fell asleep around 8:30. I was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to sleep through the night and wake up refreshed. I woke up at about 11:45 and looked at my phone, and I did not go back to sleep. Do not look at your phone. If you're getting good sleep, shut your eyes. Even if you have to go to the bathroom, do it in the dark. Don't fall victim to the light and all the bright stuff, because then you're going to be like me and you will have stayed up all night. So bear with me, guys.
So do you like have no concept of what time it is right now? Are you living in a weird world?
No, I think I'm fine. As of right now, I feel good. I'm not sleepy. I'm worried that when I go home, I may sleep the whole day and then just throw off the rest of the week. So I'm not sure how to handle this.
All right.
Maybe
you got
coffee? Coffee, probably.
Yeah, coffee. Caffeine. Caffeinate, baby. Hey, producer Sam, what are you thinking about today?
I married the best human in the world because I'm very competitive, as some of you might know.
Yes, and when I to a fault.
To a fault. And when I showed up to my sister's house for Easter, she said, heads up, there's no Easter egg hunt for us this year. I only set it up for my daughter, who's about two. I'm like, this is bullcrap. You've known me longer. You've turned on me so quickly. I was so upset. So my husband waited until my niece did her Easter egg hunt, and then he secretly went outside and re-hid 50 eggs. And an hour later, 15 of us were out there doing our aggressive adult Easter egg hunt.
There you go.
He's the best.
But why do we give up Easter egg hunts as adults? I think that's crazy.
We shouldn't. It was so much fun. I didn't win, and I'm still pissed. But it was a great afternoon. I'm glad I still had my hunt.
Oh, there you go. I'm glad you had a good hunt day. Hey, Scary, what's up with you?
Well, in an effort to be the funkle, you know, the fun uncle, I got Jack and Nico a whole bunch of candy and things for Easter, like nice little baskets and things. Well, my sister-in-law wanted to strangle me because I think next year I'm going to give that to them at the end on their way out the door. Because if you do it when you get there, these kids were loaded with sugar all day, running around, jumping off the sofas and stuff.
Where have you been all your life? I mean, you know that kids eat candy and get amped up. I mean, I don't even have kids and we all know that.
I know, but I was so excited to give them these gifts, and I'm like, oh, it's Easter. I'm just going to just show up. I'm going to come correct. And as soon as I walked through the door, I handed them to them. Well, within an hour and a half, they were bouncing off the walls. And my sister's like, why did you give them chocolate bunnies now? You can't do that. Wait till after dessert. You idiot.
I know. You're the kind of uncle that gives like a drum set for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's me. Totally.
And
absolutely.
Then you leave. They sit there and beat that damn drum.
Also me.
All right. There you go. Hey, Froggy, what are you thinking about today?
So I knew that chocolate, excuse me, was bad for dogs, but I didn't know that grapes were bad for dogs. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Yeah, so I went to a party on Friday night. This lady had a charcuterie board at her house, and she had frozen grapes. Like, they were, they had been frozen, so I guess they would stay cool longer, whatever. People were eating them. Well, you know me, I'm immature. So it was somebody else there who was just as immature as I am. We started throwing grapes at one another, and there were grapes on the floor, and the dog got one, and everybody started freaking out. I had no idea. Dogs can't eat grapes. So we had to dig this grape out of a dog's mouth, and I was afraid the dog was going to bite me, but he didn't. No. But yeah,
I don't think grapes. I don't think a grape is going to hurt at all. But
Should have seen the reaction from these people.
Well, I know, but the dog's their baby. They don't like. But you know what? Max ate a bunch of chocolate once, and I freaked out. I ran him to the vet, and they said, well, "What kind of chocolate was it?" I said, "It was like milk chocolate." And he's okay.
Oh, okay.
The dark chocolate. If they ate a lot of dark chocolate, it could be bad, but not always. It's okay. Hey, Straight Nate, what's up with you today?
Okay, somebody explain this logic to me. I don't have a dog, but I took a walk yesterday and I saw several hundreds, in fact, little baggies with dog poop in it. Sitting in like the yards and like in the bushes and stuff like that.
They don't throw them away?
Ew. That's my question. Isn't it better to just have your dog take a crap on somebody's yard instead of having them, you know, picking it up in a bag and then throwing the bag in the woods?
Both are terrible.
What is this?
Either you pick up your dog's poo and you throw it away, or you pick up your dog's poo and throw it in the bushes when no one's looking, I guess. I don't know.
So back to what we were talking about last week. Shame on you. Shame on you if that's you. Picking up your dog's poop and then twirling it through the air and letting it land. That's ridiculous. Why are you doing that? People are disgusting. Shame on you.
People are disgusting.
Litter. You're a real crumb bum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bunch of crumb bums.
I've started calling people that and they don't understand why.
Mayor Rizzo called you a crumb bum. Crumb bum. All right. So do better, dog poop people.
Shame on you.
Anyway. All right. That was great.